This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And I mean that sincerely. Really. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the issue. Don't be part of the problem. Don't jump on the ideological bandwagon. Just because it, like, sounds cool or something. I don't even know how to go down that road. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. The, Comey, we got a lot coming on tonight, and Kimberly Marin's going to join me right after the break. We always have a lot of, you know, good fun with her. And Comey came out this weekend. I should say he came up front of his rock this weekend. Remember, this is the guy who kept screaming that everything was above board and he was happy with the investigation, the way the investigation went down, and, now all of a sudden, I don't know, not so sure. He's not so sure because he thinks, well, 17 issues, they need to be cleaned up. They should have been cleaned up. Yeah, we should have done that the right way. We should have. And all of a sudden, he said, now, it's not necessarily that they did anything wrong on purpose. It's the mere fact that those many things went unchecked. Right? 17 plus. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I mean, seriously, we're going to that more later on in the show. I just got way too much good stuff here that I want to do. Remember, Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. There's some whack stuff going on. Right? I mean, seriously, we have parents or watchdog groups that are asking for Nerf guns to be taken off shelves, not to be sold. Why? Because they're assault-type weapons. Think about that. It's just amazing to me. And then all the time, you guys see the town hall clips this weekend? Right? We saw some of the town hall clips where people are yelling at Schiff along with others. Right? A few of them. Not just one. And they're mad at them for not taking on the work of the people instead of spending 3 years simply trying to impeach the president, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And the bottom line with it is let me know who you want on. What you want to talk about? What's going on? Sonia Schmidt, who's a longtime friend of the show, was at Schiff's rally this weekend. We're trying to get her on tomorrow night. Can't get her on today. And she went to Schiff's, town hall? I'm going to call it debacle, And I'm telling you what, people in his own community, these weren't ones that were busted by Republicans. You know, there was no ad put out there to have stand-ins or extras or anything like that. And Schiff was discussing how to recognition of the American genocide, or I'm sorry, the Armenian genocide. And it was a significant bipartisan issue at the event hosted by the American National Committee of America on last Saturday. And members of the crowd started yelling at him. His people. They're yelling liar. And you know, calling him out. I can't repeat what they were calling him. The commotion escalated from there with a number of people presenting and bearing signs or shirts supporting President Trump and opposing the impeachment. This is his people. I'm not talking about loading the place up with Republicans or MAGA people or anything like that. These were Democrats in that place. One man kept shouting, "Hey, you're going to go to jail for treason." The man acknowledged that the outburst was unrelated to the purpose of the event. He said, "No disrespect to the rest of you. I'm glad you guys are finally getting it. You're finally recognizing this. But this guy's a liar. He doesn't care." You know, they're I won't say they're finally figuring them out. They've always known what Schiff has been about. Always. I mean, again, he should be brought up on treason charges. Where is the evidence that he say he saw with his own eyes? Where is that? Come on, think about it. Did he say he laid his eyes on? He saw himself. I mean, if I'm wrong, just tell me. I'll fess up. But he said he saw evidence that linked the president to Russia. Or as a Russian agent or a Russian... I don't even know anymore. Right? Well, where is it? If you're holding it back, doesn't that make you like a traitor? Doesn't that make it a treasonous act? Why are you holding... If you got evidence that somebody, you know, worked with the Russian government against us, you saw it with your own eyes, why isn't it out there? Why don't we have it? Why is it published everywhere? I probably forgot. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. You know who's up next. Come on back if you want to hear him. We'll be back in a few. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
Always a pleasure to be with you. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And again, I do appreciate your time on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right? I mean, really, I do appreciate the time with you. All right. Speaking of appreciating the time, I know all of you wait for her every week. Kimberly Murray joins me, she does every week, to really, man, go through some of the craziest stories that we've seen in a while. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, again, I'm not joking. Some of these I didn't do last week. I didn't get around to, but, man, some of these stories, like, are the craziest thing. And they're real. I mean,
yeah.
You remember Wonder Woman Although she was a little cheesy. What was it back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, whatever?
Yep.
But there wasn't anything. Why is there always some kind of feminist, masculine message in one of the things? So she is obviously, what was it, leftover from the Amazon world or something like that. But they're going to make her less aggressive.
You know, I'm reading this story, and it's like Wonder Woman does not carry a weapon. What are you, stupid? I mean, they're trying to say something about violence and whatever. I'm sorry, but if you're a woman and being attacked, you're better off having something to protect yourself with, because we're not Wonder Woman. We don't have superpowers.
You don't have one of those, what is it, a truth lasso or whatever? No.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, well, they...
Now I won't watch the movies. I was going to watch these movies. Now I'm not going to bother. It's just dumb.
Good. I know. They're really making it to the point where you don't want to do anything. Everything has been... I know, here, the emails will start. But everything has been feminized. And I don't mean just telling men to get in touch with their feminine sides like they told us in the 70s and 80s. I mean, they're kicking men out of everything. And they don't want any kind of male aggression in anything. And this truly is crazy.
Females aren't aggressive. Because females aren't aggressive. That is so stupid. What the thing is, they're saying, she's a goddess. She can fight. She's super strong. And she has the skills and the lasso. You know what? Take the L off of that word, because that's what they really are. Most women aren't super strong. All women are goddesses, so just don't even go there. Most women aren't super strong. Most women can't fight. And most women don't have lassos. So,
oh, the better one, though, further down the story. They want her to get rid of the sword, right? Because the sword is a phallic symbol. Not a symbol to keep you safe. I mean, this is razor sharp at each end, and it's a kid's show. I mean, there's kids present, so I'm not going to touch that one, so to speak. But, I mean, are these people serious?
Wow.
They started with Captain Marvel. I mean, Captain America and Captain Marvel are going to make all women. What was the other one? Ghostbusters. They had to turn that into all women. It's almost like they really believe... deep down inside, that we went out of our way to make sure only men were in these roles to put women down. That's where their mind's at.
Right. Yeah, but in this case, Wonder Woman was always just her own, you know, super powerful woman.
Right.
So I don't know why they think the sword is a phallic symbol and has anything to do with men. That's what she used to protect herself. I mean, personally, I'd prefer a firearm, but hey, she chose a sword. You know?
The magic sword, though. All right?
I mean, yeah. Well, yeah.
Goes through cement and everything else. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had one, you know?
You know, hey.
Oh, God. All right, I didn't give you this one, but this will only take us a minute or two or three. The Boston bomber. His attorneys are asking, did you hear about this already?
No.
All right. All right.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Just put a sock in his mouth.
Jackson.
The Boston bomber thinks that he wasn't treated properly, or fairly for that matter. He said he couldn't get a fair trial because everybody was so nervous and uptight and hated him for everything he did.
Yeah. And they should hate you for what you did. You killed people, you piece of crap.
I think the dog was able to cover your.
He did. He was able to cover there. The bad word. Perfect, I was going to say it was perfect timing, actually.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, his lawyers are complaining about the gun battle, and everybody saw it and how it went down, and you know, the police in Watertown made a big deal out of the whole thing. So there was no way that he was going to get a fair trial in that area. Nobody brought up the influence that his older brother had on him. Would he have done this if his? You know what? Nobody cares if he would have or wouldn't have done it. The bottom line with it is, what do you want to do? You want to have a total media blackout? Do you want to go to Zimbabwe and have his trial there where nobody may have seen this before? Think about what you're doing with the actual perpetrators of the crime now and the ones we're supposed to feel bad for.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, sorry, dude, you might not understand the laws and the rules in our justice system, but it's a jury of your peers, buddy. You're lucky all the people weren't from Cambridge, where he lived for free on the taxpayer dime.
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm with you. I mean, I look at this stuff and I go, look, you know what you're doing. You know what's taking place. You know what could come down. I'm sorry. What part of this am I supposed to feel sorry about?
And seriously, the police made a big deal out of it. You're a terrorist, buddy. You blew up the Boston Marathon. Of course they made a big deal out of it. Did you think it wasn't going to be a big deal?
And that's like, Boston, that's part of the Holy Grail. That's like blowing up a church, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of aggressive, nasty, hateful people, Hasbro, the Consumer Watchdog Group is trying to get Hasbro to stop making assault-style toy guns. Because you know, all they do is they turn the young boys on and on. They want to go out there and kill people with real guns. Because, you know, Nerf guns represent real guns, as you know, being into guns yourself. Do we have, like, a Nerf gun safety course that we can send them to?
I'd gladly tell them how to safely use Nerf guns. I have no problem with that. Are they going to take away toy soldiers next? How about toy guns, other toy guns? Are they going to ban all those now, too?
Of course they are.
They're going to ban all the fake stuff?
Of course they are. Anything that might somehow lead a young man, lead a young woman into doing something violent, we all know that when they actually sit these kids down or these people have committed these crimes, they sit them down, they talk with them, they find out it all started either with a Nerf gun or a little girl soldier.
Right?
Did I miss that?
Yeah, I think you did. And that's, you know... All those kids that played with toy guns, what about when we used our fingers for guns?
Oh, can't do that anymore. They can actually throw you out of school for that. But we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
To Capitol Hill, where the full House ready to vote on two articles of impeachment Wednesday against President Trump. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on CNN, he predicts the vote in the House will fall along party lines with a few exceptions, and he also anticipates what will happen next in the Senate.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House, and I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
In other news, Defense Secretary Mark Esper marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
We're gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 100 points to close at 28,235. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, if you want text alerts that the show's going to start and what's coming up and what have you, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Be back. We'll be back. We are back. We are back. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Also, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Love getting down to the stories, either left over for the weekend that we haven't really touched on and or coming in some of the newer crazy stuff. Kimberly, you do teach a class in Nerf gun safety, I hope.
Yes, I think I might add that to our regimen and start teaching that, because, you know, kids really need to know how to be safe with Nerf guns.
God, yeah, I mean, talk about a stretch. Talk about having to twist and turn and pull and pry to get a story. I mean, you know, kids might be traumatized when they see these things in the store because they remind them of assault weapons that have killed kids in school. I mean, there's an extreme.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm ordering some of them. I'm just going to order some just because.
You got to.
I'm going to bring them to work.
Put them on the wall behind me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Right? Just take it into the bank, this big orange Nerf gun. Okay.
I'm going to open carry
loaded.
An orange Nerf gun.
There you go. And go in there and say, pull that up on the counter with the teller and say, give me all your money. And see how much
right?
money she actually puts in a bag for you. You know what I'm saying? After
yeah.
she's done laughing.
Exactly. And then you get arrested for having, you know, making the threat in the first place, even though it wasn't real.
Yeah.
These people, they have to ruin everything. Why does the left have to ruin everything fun? Everything.
They never have any fun. Look at their faces. They never have any
they're
fun.
They're miserable. That's
right?
true. This is true, and this is what is actually sad, is that they are, like, so many people who I know who are hardcore liberals,
yep.
they're just miserable, nasty, like, they're just, it's awful. It's like, how do you go through life like that? Seriously, it's real. It's not, they're just miserable, nasty people. And, you know, they're obviously, they're not always nasty. They're nasty to other people. But the fact that they can just be nasty at the drop of a dime because they don't like a word or they don't like a hat or something is crazy. But even the ones who aren't nasty, who are just straight up, you know, hardcore left-wingers, they're pretty miserable. They're miserable people. And I noticed that.
Yeah, they look like they're looking for something to be upset about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they need to find something to be make them more miserable, so they have to be upset about it. But then on top of that, they want to take the fun out of life for everybody else.
Yeah, I find it interesting, I really do, when you start going down the list of things that they're mad about, you know? We were talking about the movies before this, and some of the characters that they have to be women now. You know, Captain America now has to be a woman.
Yep.
And, you know, he goes through this whole list of something as lighthearted and funny as the Ghostbusters, right? Has to be all women now, and you have to laugh and say to yourself, why? And then when it fails at the box office, you know why that is, right? Because of misogyny.
Yeah.
Because we're so we hate women.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you hear Andrew Yang came out and said the reason he wasn't getting as much playtime as everybody else on the media was because he's Asian? Kamala couldn't.
I knew that was.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I knew that was coming.
Right, Kamala can't do anything because she's a black woman. I mean, think about the excuses these people have.
Oh, yeah, and the Booker's going to make the same excuse.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Again, why isn't it just about ability? Why is it always about, I don't know, sexual orientation?
Because that's what the left, and when Pete Buttigieg, or whatever the hell his name is, when he drops out, he'll say it's because he was gay. I mean, but that's what the left has done. It's all about identity politics, and because they've done that, they, you know, we laugh all the time when they start eating their own. And these are Democrats that are not supporting them, so it's not like they can blame the right for that.
They're own people.
Their own people. They're courting their own people right now, and their own people are giving them the middle finger. It's awesome.
You must be enjoying that to no end. There was a clip somebody sent me. I don't have time to play it or what have you, but this was a clip about, I guess, there was a liberal who was filming himself walking around a gun shop. And he's talking into, you know, low whispery into the mic. And the thing I love about this is if you see somebody walking around a gun shop looking kind of ooky, you know, kind of spooky, and he looks like he's talking to himself, wouldn't you usher him out pretty quick, all right?
Yep.
So he's, you know, he's walking around, he's looking around, he's kind of talking to himself into the mic, and he's petrified. You can feel the evil. You can feel the hate.
Wait, that's not a parody one, is it?
No.
Does the guy have a beard?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Because there's a really funny parody one.
Yeah.
The guy, they've made a couple of them. I think it's a gun shop that actually makes them. It's hysterical.
Right.
With the guy, like, being petrified, he goes into the gun shop, and that's the kind of thing he's doing, like, talking to himself.
Okay.
And then, you know, he's showing, showing him firearms, and it's hysterical.
But maybe it is a parody. It's hilarious. You got to go see it.
Oh,
my God. This is hilarious, right? Yeah, he says something like thousands of assault weapons that are unattended. Nobody's watching over them. You know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's got to be the one.
It's hilarious.
It's hysterical. You have to find it and share it because it's really funny.
Well, you know, that's how they think. You know, I tell you, there is a... I don't want to give away too much, but because I don't want to make... there's a gun shop near where I live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a couple of them. There's sporting goods places, but they're gun shops. And somebody went after we had a shooting locally, went in there and started yelling at the manager in the place saying, this is because of you. This is your fault that this happened in the whole nine yards, right? Now, you're in the manager.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's an emotional moment. You get it. You try to be, you know, as nice as you can about it. But where does that come from? Right?
Right.
It's because of mainstream media, isn't it?
Yep. It's because of mainstream media and the left always constantly pushing that. You know, they never push the truth about what happens or why these things happen. No one ever wants to talk about why these things happen or why someone chooses to do these things. They never, ever want to ever, ever, ever talk about that. The crackpots in Maine and some people from New Hampshire were, they had boycotts of Kittery Trading Post, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest gun shop on the East Coast. And they protested them, and of course, they were counter protesters, and there were way more of us than them anytime. Yeah. And I actually went, and I joked, and I was being an ageist, because I was posting obviously on social media, and I'm like, it looks like a nursing home had a field trip, because they were, that's what it looked like. But no. Yeah, they wanted to stop selling assault rifles. Well, you know, they don't sell assault rifles, sweetie.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, well,
these people don't even know what they are.
I still like the nurse story because it's true. It shows you how easily society now is given into this. Now they become triggered. This assault rifle doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. You know, I mean, any kind of real gun you've ever seen, or even close to. My God, it looks like a big pillow with a bunch of little fluffy bullets.
They look like big neon toys.
Yep.
That might glow in the dark. I mean, there's no way it resembles any kind of real firearm on the planet, anywhere in the world. And they're trying to make this an issue as if having a toy gun is going to turn someone into a violent criminal later in life. I got news for you. That's not why people turn into violent criminals later in life. Period.
No.
That's a fact.
Yep. No, I agree. Go ahead.
Sucking the fun out of life. That's really what they do.
They're sucking the fun out of the air. Well, listen, a minor win. For the NRA, I guess it's a minor win. I don't know where to put it. But a judge blocked Los Angeles from being stupid again, basically. You know about this one, right?
I saw that one, and that's good. That's good. There's someone in California actually isn't a complete nut job and actually believes in free speech.
Well, just the mere fact that these guys are running around, the legislature, with all the problems that we have here in California, the best they can do is to run around and start, you know, implementing laws where you won't allow the state events to be taken anywhere else or at any state or any place where they don't have non-gender specific bathrooms. And we go through the whole list here, but we're going for a break. Joe Mastrini, your host, you listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Real Joe, 855-732-5560. All right, let's go to the phones because I want to hear. We've got, if I can push the button, there you go. We've got Ed out of Washington. Ed, yes, we were.
Yeah, just a couple of things.
Well, we're going to be banning cats and all kinds of stuff. Yes, we are.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. Right. Just a couple of things. Do you or your guests know of any municipality or judge that's going to make it illegal to purchase baseball bats and pipe and rope?
And, I do not.
Or to have you register to purchase any of those items, because they've all been used in crimes.
We could have bats, pipes. Those have to get bricks, right? You got bricks.
Pressure cookers.
Pressure cookers, yeah. Yeah, we should make a list.
Box trucks, planes.
Well, how about suing the manufacturers of automobiles because they've been used in crimes to get away from the crimes that they've committed and causing damage, so we can stop. We should be able to have those companies being sued.
Ed. We should be able to sue them for drunk driver's behavior, right?
Absolutely. It's not the drunk driver. It's not the person who actually committed the crime. It's the manufacturer who allowed the item to be accessible.
Yep. That's right. That's it. And we should sue. We should sue the manufacturers of forks for making people fat.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What about this? What about the? What about the plate? The people that we could sue the people that make forks and knives because they contribute to the obesity.
Okay. You realize that you guys are going towards the whole craziness of the left line, right? I mean,
my God, we should come with any ideas,
right?
You
should not give them any ideas.
Don't give them any ideas, right? Ed, thanks for calling. Appreciate your comments.
All right.
Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her. I mean, seriously, I mean, it's what is it, in London now? You can't, the average person can't buy, you know, butcher knives because people have been killed with butcher knives.
Yeah.
What does it stop? I mean, that's a
question. They wanted to try. I don't know if they actually did.
You're not sure whether they actually made it go through?
I don't think, I know they were trying to at one point. What they do is they do knife buybacks. Like certain knives, lots of kinds of different knives are banned. They did try, they wanted to ban butcher knives. I don't.
Knife buybacks?
Yes, you didn't know that?
Oh, no. Well,
oh, yeah,
I don't keep up
on, for years.
On English laws. But heck, I got a whole bunch of old, dull knives. I probably could have sold them to them, right? Buy back and bought new ones.
Yeah, you probably could. You absolutely could have. They've had that program for years. They did think about banning butcher knives. So, you know, like people like me who like to cook, I wouldn't even be able to. I mean, I'd have to, I don't know how I'd cut meat or whatever.
Wow.
What's
next? Saws? Chainsaws? I mean, seriously.
It depends on what the criminals are going to use. So it seems to be the pattern with dip wads, like in England.
Be nice.
Try to watch my language. They banned firearms because a criminal used firearms to harm people.
Right.
So they banned firearms. So, you know, even the good people couldn't protect themselves from criminals anymore. So what do the criminals do? They're like, hey, nobody's got a gun. They can't shoot us if we try to rob them. So we'll just use a knife because nobody, you know, regular people aren't going to carry around knives and protect themselves. And of course, you know, they full middle of the day break into people's homes, knowing people are home. And they don't care because they'll stab them. They don't care. They're criminals.
You know,
they want to ban knives because of criminals.
Right. But they don't believe any of this stuff is real. And the thing that I love about this, if you really think it through, here in California, we have this new law where you have to steal, for them to arrest you and actually take you to jail, you have to steal over $970 worth of stuff, right? So now what you're watching happen is they're going into these stores. Some of them have calculators with them, okay? And they're going into the stores, and they're running out with armfuls of this stuff. And it's not one, usually. It's a bunch of people doing it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm floored. I'm just floored that the legislators don't come back in and go, whoa, wait a minute, that didn't work out so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
just amazing. Did they really think that this was going to help? They thought it would help keep the jails from being overcrowded because everybody's going to jail for these stupid little misdemeanors of stealing stuff under a grand. Man, I wonder if it was their stuff they felt the same way.
You know, because the person who worked hard to buy that stuff or the company who originally, you know, someone started it and they still worked hard. People work hard to sell that stuff or whatever. I mean, because that under $1,000 isn't important. What if they steal $1,000 from somebody, $999 from somebody who only has $1,000? Then what? Is it important then? Seriously, it seems like to me it's mostly geared towards shoplifters who they seem to think it's not a big deal for a company to just take a hit on $100,000.
Well, yeah, because it's a big, bad corporation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were grabbing racks of clothing. I'm not talking about a
I've
little
seen
bit
it.
Here. You saw that, right?
I've seen it. It's been going on for years. Yes, yeah. I've seen it.
Just these people are just nuts. They've lost their minds. And well,
I don't understand why people think that. How people think? Well, I don't understand how anyone who does things like that think it's okay. I don't understand why they think it's okay. Well, clearly they weren't brought up right, but in most cases, not all. But I don't understand it. That's someone else's property. You don't take it.
They don't care.
If you need something, you ask for it, or you know what I mean? You work for it. You get help to get it if that's what the case is. But you don't just run in and steal it.
Right. Nope. No, you just... All right. So well, before we went to break, we were talking about the judge that was blocking... and I went off on a tangent how California now won't allow, you know, state events to be held in states where they don't recognize the LGBTQ community, which I really don't even know what that means, or they have bans on abortion, any kind of bans whatsoever. I mean, it's going to get to the point where California's only going to be able to go to California by the time they get done, right?
Who wants to go to California?
Oh.
Sorry.
That's all right. So a judge recently slapped down a law that they're trying to put in place that would require that if you were, you know, you had a contract or you were trying to get a contract with the city of Los Angeles, you'd have to disclose any ties that you had to the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, if you gave any ridiculous donations.
Right.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Isn't it? And they don't, if that isn't squelching your freedom of speech, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, are they asking? And I saw something on it. The judge is like, you'd have to do that to every single... It would have to apply across the board.
Right.
Or something like that. Like, to all. You'd have to disclose everyone you gave money to, and that's none of your damn business. If you really want to find out, you're free to look it up for political candidates, but it's none of your business when it comes to other organizations. They keep their donations private for a reason. And plenty of organizations on the left do the same thing. So it's not just the NRA. You know what I mean?
I tell people all the time, when a candidate on the left says, I don't take money from big companies, well, they don't directly. The DNC is famous for funneling money through them to candidates. So big oil companies and these, you know, these companies that you say you hate, they give money to the DNC, and the DNC divvies that out to everybody across the country. Let's not be stupid about this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. They launder money through all kinds of organizations. Are you kidding me? Yep. All over the place.
No,
they know. Hey, I give them credit. They know how to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
The right just hasn't learned how to do it, and we also don't have as many people who want to part with their money.
No, these people, again, it goes back to when it comes to logic or laying out any kind of logic or working things, they can't seem to work anything 1 through 10. Everything has to be like 1, 3, 7, 2, 5. You know, they can't just... Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
They can't just work with 1 through 10. It's just amazing. There's a term I hadn't heard in a while.
What?
But anyway. Hey, listen, you're going to love the next hour because we're going to do Al Gore's, like, worst nightmare. We're going to do Inconvenient Facts is what it's called.
Ooh.
And what it's all about is all, you know, I asked this guy who wrote the book. I said, hey, where did 95% of these people come from? Right? I mean, tell me. I want to know. I'm curious.
Yep.
Right? Inquiring minds want to know. Anyhow, tell people where they can find you.
GraniteCrock.com and on Twitter at @ConservativeIND.
And that's for independent, right?
Yes.
Not
that's
for
independent. Right. Independent.
Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Write it down because you need it in the next hour. Again, Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to have a clue about. So let's get a real time perspective.